One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWRV 2.390-5050, also on your dial, and we are simulcasting tonight around the world on the World Wide Web. Just go to our website, oneyahweh.com. You can link up there, or WWRV, whichever will be more convenient for you. And you can listen to Pastor Buddy tonight on this very timely subject, eternal life. Have you ever got weary? Have you ever wondered if it's worth the journey? Have you ever been weak and thought about giving up and turning back? Well, this message tonight is in respect to those who sometimes lose sight of what's laid up. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things which Yahweh hath prepared for them that love him. Now, isn't that marvelous? I've tried to use my eyes to vision heaven, and yet, basically, heaven's not the objective here. I've tried to imagine the streets of gold and the things, the diamonds and the gems and the wonderful mansion that He's prepared for us, but that's not the objective. You know, our labor is not to go to heaven. Our labor is to inherit the new earth. I want you to really focus in on that tonight. You're not really going to go anywhere. People want to go to heaven. The Bible said, heaven is in you. It's not some place that you're going to, you know, like, take a rapture trip and be caught up and float through the air or sail over the universe and go to where heaven's at. Heaven, again, cometh not with observation. Heaven is within you. Now, that's a mystery. Our minds cannot even begin to conceive the wonders that Yahweh has in store for his people after the trials of this earth is over. Now, you've labored on this earth, and you're going to be inheriting a new earth. Now, all those that think that he's in heaven, all those who we think that's gone to heaven, let me show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall return with him when he comes from heaven. For he's coming, and the new Jerusalem that I teach about a lot, it's coming back, and we're going to examine it for a little while. What about eternal life? Life in eternity. Listen to this. John 10:10. St. John chapter 10, verse 10. I am come that they, the sheep, that hear his voice and obey him, might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Those who have followed, those who have suffered will especially reign with him. There is no science fiction novel ever written. There's not anything remotely to compare what's laid up for you. It's beyond our wildest imagination. Life in eternity will be worth any and all sacrifices, the hardships. No, I've had a few, and I know you have. If you press toward the mark and the calling, if you've tried to get closer to the inward path, if you've ever realize the things that's laid up for you and the worthy reward. He's a good paymaker. He'll pay you well. Life in eternity has got to be worth any sacrifice that we have to make. And we don't want to lose sight of this tonight, little sheep, in order to be ready when Yahweh returns back to the earth. Now, he was here on the earth, and he's coming back to the earth. And those that remain and are alive at his coming will not prevent them that sleep. For Yahweh will bring them also with him. Now, think about that. Now, you know that the Bible said, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Bible talks about that the elements and the earth that is present is going to go through a fire, and it's going to actually melt the elements. And it destroys this present world, all the filth. And then in Revelation chapter 21, man, I love Revelation 21. It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth. You ever thought about that? I saw a new heaven. I saw a new earth. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. The seas of the earth today is what remains since the very beginning. We have to have these things. We, at least we think we do. But in the new world kingdom, the world of eternal life, Yahweh's new earth will be a place that is beautiful beyond description. There's going to be a city, one city. And Revelations 21 describes the holy city of God. Like a, well, sort of like a spaceship, if you will. It's going to travel from out in space somewhere in heaven, out there in the heaven. He saw it coming down to the earth. Now, why would you want to leave? Why would you want to be raptured away? Would you want to miss this beautiful occasion? If you're taken off the earth and you can't come back, you're going to be of all men most miserable. And the world who is preaching, you know, it sounds good from the mouth. Well, you don't have to go through no tribulation, Pastor Buddy. You know, I have people call me all the time and say, well, I don't agree with you on that doctrine where you're going to have to suffer and you're going to have to go through some things. Bible tells us that he's going to rapture his bride out. I said, well, wait just a minute. If you say he's going to rapture his bride out, and he's not with his bride now, how did he get children? Is that what you are? Oh, yeah. Well, how did he get a child without being married to his bride? The holy city description, adorned in a dazzling beauty and glory that defies my ability to give you an eternal description of the beauty, for the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard. The earth is the stage. It's the theater of the universe, if you will. It's where the tragedy of sin, altogether born in sin, it's being revealed. But when sin is finished, brings forth death. And when death is finished, there's no tomorrow. But you see, the glorious breakthrough of the key to eternity is he's not the God of the dead. See, people can't separate the dead from the living. If you believe in him, you shall never die. You say, well, I watched so-and-so die, and I watched him dig a hole for him, and then you tell me that you don't die? Well, you see, there's a process here of eternity in a twinkling of an eye. We're going to be a change. When death comes and the life breath is taken, there's a change. We don't die. We're translated into the kingdom, prepared from the foundation of the world, and your name is on that book, and if it is, you don't begin to conceive what's laid up for you. Now, if we knew all this, I'm preaching it in a context to try to paint you a picture, and if you really took me serious, and you know, I think you should, because the Bible says the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard. It's that holy city, New Jerusalem. I like the key to the USA embedded. It's Yah-Jerusalem. It's not J-Jerusalem. It's a city called by his name. His own name rings supreme in this city. Salvation is only in one name. By one name are you all baptized into one faith. You do that because you want to go to that city. Now, where's that city at?
Well, I want to go up in heaven, praise God.
Well, don't you want to go to where he is? Where I am, there you are also. Christ in you, the hope of glory. If any man have not the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Christ, in him, you ain't going to make it to New Jerusalem. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to be raptured out. You are in New Jerusalem. Christ in you is the hope of glory. This is the hope you have of eternal life. He's going to make his home and his throne on this earth. I want to repeat that. That sounded so good. Praise Yahweh. I just felt the Spirit when I said that. He's going to make his home and his throne on the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. No more evil, no more Satan, no more deception, no more wicked. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And God will dwell with him. Oh, hallelujah. Think about that now. The man with the nail scar. Matthew 25:31, coming on a cloud. Every eye shall see him. All of the earth will mourn because of him. It's a day of reckoning. It's a day when he will come, when he will come with, not without. He's coming with all of his holy angels. He ain't coming to go to heaven. He's coming back to dwell on the earth with them. He will be their God, dwelling with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The tabernacle, which means a tent, signifies the home of God on earth with those who have been saved from the foundation of the world, from all ages. You think he's going to lose any of his children? Guess again. The great creator God of the universe, Yahweh, who was brutally murdered by those evil ones, they shall see even that one that pierced him will see him. He's going to cure every ill, every evil is going to disappear. The mountain, the sea, everything. And we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. From one new moon, Isaiah 66:22. Read it. Rejoice, saints. Read that verse and believe it. Confirm it. Is heaven worth the unpleasant, the situation that you're in? Yes. Is it worth the suffering, the temptations, the lack of money? You know, a lot of people say, well, if I had money, I could be happy. The only thing that's going to make you happy is making it to the tabernacle. Built not by man. Everybody's waiting for the temple to be built in Jerusalem. Satan and Antichrist, the same one that brutally murdered Yahweh, they're going to deceive the very elect if possible. But the place that he's going to prepare us, he's going to wipe away all tears. Think about the ones that you've cried. Oh, my. Whether you get a death sentence from this wicked world pronounced upon you, yeah, you'll cry, you'll weep, you'll turn your face to the wall, you'll fast. Because you long to go to where there'll be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, my. Man, I think about this, and I almost come to the point of screaming to the top of my lungs, getting all emotional. If I could just visualize it and see it and wait on what's laid up for me, because the eye have not seen, I can't tell you, I can't describe it in such a way that it would bring joy unending. For in 21 Revelations, verse 5, Yahweh assures us that these promises are true. That's what he said. And he that sat, he, not we, not us, not them, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Woo, glory. All things. I'll have a new body, likened unto his glorious body. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Yahweh's promises are yea. I say yea. They shall come to pass, for he cannot lie. And I like verse 6 even better than I like verse 5, and I surely almost came to shout. And he said unto me, verse 6 and 7, he said unto me, it's done. Whatever is prepared for you, it's done. It's waiting in the heavens. Oh, man, think about this wonderful sight. You know, everybody's thinking about going up. All those that want to escape the pain and the tribulation, oh, they paint the picture. I can just see me being delivered from out of an airplane where that pilot wasn't saved and ready for the rapture. I can just see that plane going down because that pilot was lost. And the wicked is destroyed by the brightness of his coming. Wait a minute. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. For you that overcome the world and the evil and the sin, those that put up with all of the things that we have to. Think about the reward we're going to have when we see the things that he's laid up, when we touch the things that he's laid up. when we can comprehend in the depth of a new body. No pain, no death, no sorrow, and no strangers. So about what about Mom? If Mom ain't in the plan, she ain't going.
Well, I'll miss her.
Now, you're in a new body. You've got a new mind. You've got a new thought. And you'll never think of the wicked. People can't think of the mothers or their fathers being wicked. But here's what the Bible said. The wicked will not see that breathtaking beauty of what's laid up for them. Because they didn't fear him. They wouldn't believe him. They loved a lie. They're going to miss that new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. But verse 8, now listen. But the fearful. Oh, dear, I don't know. I'm afraid of Pastor Buddy. He preaches too hard. He'd get us all in trouble. Oh, you unbelievers. But to the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable. You murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. You wouldn't tell the truth. You couldn't preach the truth. You wouldn't believe the truth if it smacked you between the eyes. With a two before gospel, and sometimes that's the only way. What are they going to do? They shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. It's a second death. Notice, even those who are fearful, they're going to be excluded from the holy city, for fear is not a result of believing. I believe, and therefore I said, I shall have no other God before me. I shall not give in to Satan and his lies. I will put on the whole armor, and I will be a soldier in the army of Yahweh. I shall not fear. 1,000 shall fall at my side. Oh, glory. John sees this holy city. Oh, man. Could you just crawl back and get in the body that John was in his flesh when he saw the holy city coming down? And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem. You think that's over there where they're building a temple for this fake Antichrist, satanic Satan, the god of this earth? He's going to sit in there, and you idiots are going to be washing his feet, adoring him and worshiping him, if your name is not on the Lamb's book. If it's on the Lamb's book, you know it's not a holy city. You know that our Creator don't dwell in a temple made by hands. This temple was not made with an unholy hand. It's descending out of heaven from God. It's got the glory of God. It don't have the glory of the Antichrist. Oh, you ought to see Jerusalem. You ever been over to Jerusalem, Pastor Buddy? No. Oh, you need to go over there. It's wonderful. See where he walked. Where his holy sepulchre was. You know, and these Christians, these dumb, ignorant Christians, will go over there and spend enormous sums of money for the same people that will fleece them, despises that one that you believe in. They curse under their breath when they speak his name. And you say, oh, holy Jerusalem. The Bible called it unholy Sodom. There's nothing improved. You think God is going to live where they killed him? You think God is going to sit on the throne where his own blood ran down from the tree? The holy Jerusalem that is laid up. I saw it descending out of heaven, having the glory of God, and her light was likened unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. I wish I could do justice to the description of the beauty. The light. It's the facets of a gemstone. Pure gold. That city is not of this earth. That city was built to fill the new earth. Better start preaching it too. Verse 12, and it had a wall great and exceedingly high. Too high, you can't jump over it. You gotta go through the door or the gate. And it had 12 gates, and at the gates, 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes. You say, I've seen all the Africans going in. I've seen all of these or that. They don't belong to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered abroad. They ain't going. Only his sheep that hear his voice. That's the ones that's invited to the great wedding feast. The great supper. The end time gathering of the children of Israel. On the east I saw 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Say, well, Paul wasn't one of them. Better guess again. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof, and the city lieth the 4 square. And the length is as large as the breadth, and the measuring of the city with the reed, it was 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height are equal. only Yahweh could behold. I go to prepare a place. Now, he went and worked on this city. He's a master, a carpenter, if you will. He laid this city out exactly. You say, have you ever been to the Vatican, Pastor Buddy? It's so beautiful over there. There is no earthly man that's ever built anything on earth to compare. The holy city is square. Three gates on each side. I studied this 50 years ago. And I came to Numbers chapter 2, and Yahweh gave me the great architect. He gave me the vision of the city that is 12,000 furlongs. Now listen to the distance. If you add that up, it's about 1,378.4 miles. The city by its perimeter. It's the perimeter that's talked about, and the sides of the city would be about 344.6 miles. Think about that. 344.6 miles. And the city would have an area of about 118,750 square miles. And in comparison, it'd be about the size of the state of New Mexico. The height of the city would be 344.6 miles. The length would be 344.6. The height, again, all of it's equal. You say, well, that's bigger than the Empire State Building or the Sears Towers. Remember, the great architect is Yahweh himself. The holy city is so huge and it's so wonderful, all out of pure gold, clear as crystal. Yahweh built this city for all of those who would suffer with him. Woo! I don't want the devil to ever get in my face and try to block my view. The wall that surrounds the city in verse 17 that I'm reading here in 21, Revelation, is 144 cubits. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man. The exact length of a cubit is not known, but the general cubit was a distance from a man's elbow to the tips of his fingers with his hand outstretched. About 18 inches. Now, if it was an angel by his standard, they're a little bit bigger. And if it was a measurement of an angel, it'd be somewhat longer. But based on the measurement of a man, 144 cubits is a distance of about 210 feet. And we don't know where that's the height of the thickness. Talk about Jericho. They said the thickness was about 19 feet. Here, this thickness, and it's not built to keep anybody out, that you don't want in, it's just the glory and the splendor. You could walk around in this city forever. In Old Jerusalem, they build with bricks and stones and concrete. I'll tear this temple down, and I'll build it again. You know what he was talking about? I will rebuild the New Jerusalem, and everybody's hung up on the old. They can't see the new for the spiritual manifestation of what's laid up. They can't get a vision of that. They're waiting for the Jews to build a temple. Oh, they're going to restore it just like it was in the days of the first temple. The Bible said that the devil's going to sit in it, not Yahweh. This one is the one that will contain Yahweh. Have you ever imagined New Jerusalem? The foundation of the wall. And the building of the wall was jasper. The city itself was pure gold, like unto clear glass. I don't know whether you've ever seen any like that or not, but I've never mined any or had the opportunity to hold anything that would compare to it. The eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what Yahweh's laid up. Foundation of the wall had all kinds of precious stones. Boy, wouldn't the Jews like to be there? Wouldn't the wicked like to be there? Wouldn't the lovers of money, more than lovers of Yahweh, wouldn't they like to be there? Well, I can just see the Federal Reserve getting in business and mining stones and robbing them. The first foundation was jasper. The second was a sapphire. The third and the fourth, like an emerald. The fifth was a sardonyx. The sixth, a sardius. The seventh, a chrysolite. The eighth was beryl. The ninth, a topaz. The tenth, a chrysophoresis. The 11th, a jacinth. The 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 pearls, or the 12 gates, were 12 pearls. One pearl made one gate. Each gate was one pearl. And the street of the city, not the streets, the street of the city was pure gold. As if it were transparent glass. God, the master architect of the great New Jerusalem, coming back to earth, constructed according to his specs. And just think about his face lighting up those gems and all those dazzling colors, reflecting in all directions, the streets pure gold, like glass. Yahweh dwelling inside the city with the righteous. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I saw no temple therein. For the eternal God Almighty and the Lamb, get this now, are the temple of it. The light source was the light of his face, because it needed no sun. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God lightened it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. But to you who have rejected and ignored those that's looking for an earthly kingdom of the old earth, betting all you've got on the Jerusalem temple, not able to see the New Jerusalem. Oh, my. There in the midst of it was the Tree of Life. Finally, we have access again to the Tree of Life, and it bared 12 different kinds of fruit. We don't have a tree like that anywhere. And he showed me a pure river of water. Pure river of water. Pure river of water. Clear as crystal. Proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb in the midst of the street, and on either side of the river, that was the Tree of Life, which bare 12 manner of fruits. That's the 12 tribes, and the fruit is the new bodies, and the leaves was for the healing of the nation. There shall not be any war. We ain't going to study war no more. War is over with. We wrestle not no more. Because the devil and his angels are in the lake of fire. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. His servants will serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. Think about it. Do you know God's true name? Or would you rather go to the lake of fire than to acknowledge it? Are you ready to return to the old path? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm closing. It says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned likened unto his glorious body. And the leaves are for the healing of the nations, the return to Yahweh. We shall look upon his face and his name. Ooh, glory to Yahweh. Shall be in our forehead. I'm so glad that I said yes to this great name. I'm so glad that I put off all other names, for there's only salvation in one name. You better decide which one it is, and you better get it in your forehead. You better repent and have it emblazed there to the transformation of the resurrection, of the birth of the water. And when the Messiah stood in the midst of them after his resurrection, he said, peace be unto you. But they became terrified and were affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. He said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do these thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet. It is me. Myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones. Luke 24:36-43. He had flesh and he had bones. He had wounds that he could prove that he paid the price. that he rose conquering death, hell, and the grave and said, all power is given unto me. My name must be in your forehead for you to have any eternal life. Man, I feel the anointed tonight from heaven. Isaiah 35, verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. I thank Yahweh that he opened my blinded eyes. Spiritually sitting in a Baptist church. If I was to preach this same message tonight to them, they would call me a madman. He opened up my ears. I was deaf. I couldn't hear. I could hear people preaching and jumping and running the aisles. But they never told me his name. Now I've got a perfect body. Because in a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be changed. I'll never die. Praise Yahweh. And I will live in that eternal city. Not old Jerusalem. I don't want to go there. I've never been there, and I have no hankering to go. But I do want to go to that city that's coming down from God out of heaven that will continue forever. Every once in a while I'll go up and I'll take the holy anointing oil and I will stand in the center of that city. And I will ask him, as humbly as I know how, Yahweh, could I anoint those nail-scarred hands? Could I rub the feet that walked the journey for me? That kept the faith and did not deny your name. For it's in Isaiah 65, verse 17. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered. Let me remind you, there'll be no memories of the old. I'd miss old Jerusalem. We'll stay there with the Sodomites that killed him. But be glad and rejoice forever, for I will create the new Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. Woo! And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, new Jerusalem, and my joy will be in my people. And the voice of weeping shall no more be heard. And the voice of crying, for everyone will be completely happy forever. And the former things will not be remembered. I can't wait. The eye hath not seen. The ear hath not heard. Thank Yahweh that he gave me a set of eyes to know the difference between old Jerusalem and new. I have nothing to yearn in the old. I seek the new. Isaiah 65:23 said, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring with them. I will see him face to face. My face will shine like his face. My body will be new like his body. And it shall come to pass, Yahweh said, before they call, I will answer, and while they're yet speaking, I'll hear. Oh, man. And you get weary. For we see through a glass, darkenly. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. But then we see face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. You can't perceive the indescribable things that Yahweh's laid up for them that love him. Isaiah 66, I'll close. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make, I will, not we us or them, they shall remain before me, saith Yahweh. And it shall come to pass from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh of the eternal righteous that will walk in New Jerusalem will come before me and worship me from one new moon until the Sabbath. Are you ready for him to come? Even so, come, Yahweh. Even so, show us your face. Let us see your glory. And let us forever praise you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You got my message tonight? You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call? Write me, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. In Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Yahweh's coming soon. And with him comes the great city. He's going to be proud of it. He's going to be showing it off. Every eye will see him, but only the elect will see the city. That's the difference of them going up to somewhere they want to go, away from the city, and rightfully so, to them that will stay here and inherit the earth. Ain't you glad? Ain't you thankful? Call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. Listen to our messages that's posted for your benefit on our website, oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob's got it humming along real good. Over 7,000 people in less than 2 months have visited our website. We invite you, if you haven't, take time to go to oneyahweh.com. It's a large site. You just can't scan it in a couple hours. It's a good day's work. Just to get the idea of the size of it, what's written. Go through. Take your time. Enjoy the ride. These articles that are written and been posted there for your benefit to save you the legwork and the time, we'll condense it for you. All the messages are there for you, given free of charge. We don't charge anything. Brother Bob bears all the expense of maintaining our website. It's very expensive to do so. But he does it as part of his ministry outreach to you. OneYahweh.com. We'll see you around the world tomorrow night on WWRP 3.185 Clear Channel 2.390 and around the world internet live, wherever you may listen worldwide. May Yahweh bless you. Tomorrow night I'll see you on the Late Show. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WWRB, the transmitting jewel of the South. Yahweh bless you.